when it comes to you. What you ought to do is follow for now. Tell what the people say. Make a miracle. Keep up the lyrical. Black is back. All in. We're going to win. Check it out.
Yeah, y'all. Come on.
Here we go again.
Turn it up.
Corrupt like a senator. Throw on the road, but you treat it like soap on the rope. Cause the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons of playing inside music. That's a critics are blasting before. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters. Why across the country has a soap for the war. We got to get them straight.
Come on
now. They're gonna have to wait
till we get it right.
Radio stations are questioning their blackness. They call us a black, but we'll see you real later.
Turn it up. Bring the noise.
Word. Welcome to another edition of Facing Tuesday with Santori. I'm Mike Santori. It is May 15, 2018. That opening theme, that's what started all, Ripping Fridays. That was like, what, 6 years ago? Tony P's with me, as usual. How are you doing, Tony?
It's drinking soda, man. It's finally come to fruition today. And today only, Mike Santori will chug a Mountain Dew. And he has 5 seconds to do it. He breaks the world record. And then he's not going to do any more challenges again. So,
we'll see about that. But, yeah, 6 years ago, we did Ripping Fridays. How long ago was Ripping Fridays? That had to be, like, a long time ago. Ripping Fridays was started at all?
Yeah, it had 5, 6, I don't know. Something like that.
But, yeah,
and,
that same
us.
Song. Oh, there she is.
Hello,
Jolene.
Sanctuary.
Welcome to the show.
How are you?
So glad you're with us. Good. How are you?
I'm great. Hanging in there. Getting ready for some trivia. I got all the trivia ready for tonight. So
yeah, we got trivia. We got 70s trivia and 70s name that tune TV theme songs. These are TV shows from the 70s. And some of them are easy. I think there's 2 hard ones in there. But we'll get to in a little bit. So
I don't like hard. Yeah. What's happening?
All right. Last time you tried to break a record, you drank 8 Red Bulls.
And tied a record.
And you tied the record. What do you think? You think tonight you can do it?
I really don't know. It's all about faith. And my stomach and my chugging abilities that I have not worked on at all in the last month since that happened.
Well, it's okay. We're giving it a shot. It's a fun thing to do. And it's just 1 Mountain Dew, ladies and gentlemen, not 8 Red Bulls. There's a difference.
No. Thank God for that. But I'm still getting shit. People are still giving me shit. Like, you only drink 8, man. Yeah, I tied a record. I put all my money that you drink like at least 12. I let the people down. I'm sorry I let you down.
Mike Santori, tying a record is not awful at all.
No, but tell these people that. Tell that to the people. They give me shit still. They're like, you, man.
You tell them that.
You're going to drink a... I do. They still they want me to do it. They want me to do it again.
No. Once is enough. One is enough for anyone.
Thank you, buddy. Hey, I'm sorry. Yeah, one is enough. But
go ahead.
Yeah, can we also throw in that May 18th is coming up, and May 18th was a tragical day for musical history. So we're doing a little tribute to Chris Cornell tonight, too, for the record. We're going to throw a little love his way. Just want to throw that out.
Chris.
R&P.
Chris Cornell, R&P. Huh?
If the sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. If mountains crumble to the sea, there would still be you and me. Come, woman, I'll give you my heart. Come, woman.
Still gets me. I'm still not. Well, that was a hard one. That was a hard one. Like finding out that morning that he's no longer with us, man. That's still. Ooh, rest in peace, sir. Thank you very much for your voice and your music. Wow. Anyway, yeah, Chris Cornell. Rest
Where
in peace,
is
sir.
The doctor?
He's on his way. You know how he is. He's, you know, he's got his last minute house calls. He's got to make. You know, last minute.
I make adjustments to the human spine.
That's right. He sure does. He'll be with us. He's coming.
I guarantee you, Santori, that there's not one person listening to this show who has ever seen Dr. Detroit.
That's not true. I listen to the show, and well, all right. I thought you were talking about our friend. But yes, no. I'm sure they haven't. The movie with Dan Aykroyd and Howard Hessman, who
Skridlo,
played in WKRP.
What's Skridlo's? Was Skridlo something? Skridlo and yeah, and they called him. What's his name? Howard Hessman. Howard Hessman.
Yeah, Howard. I just said that the DJ from WKRP, Dr. Johnny Fever. He was in that. He made a cameo. He was in the movie. Yeah, that was a ridiculous. You know who else was in that movie? Fran Drescher. Fran Drescher played a hooker.
She
was
did
one
play
of the hookers. Yes, she was, and I'm not a big fan of her. Her voice is so annoying. I could never watch the show The Nanny. Did you ever watch The Nanny? Anybody? And if you did, how could you put up with that voice? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi.
I guess you just kind of blocked me out here.
Exactly.
She married Dan Aykroyd too. Like it was kind of out of the blue. It's like the movie's kind of over, and then he just ends up marrying her. Like, okay, mazel tov.
Did he really marry her? I didn't know that.
In the movie, not in real life, but in the movie
itself.
Oh, I
thought you said, well, of course, you know, that's probably where she got her fame, and that's why she had a little. She was also
She was in UHF too.
She was also in Spinal Tap. She played Bobby Flackman. I'm Bobby Flackman. You ever see Spinal Tap? Good movie if you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so people go see
Turn
Dr.
It Up
Detroit.
To 11.
Yeah, these go to 11. 11, 11. But why don't you make 10 louder? Because these go to 11. That was a great fucking movie. I don't care what one says. Yeah, so, yeah, people that do listen to the show, thank you for listening. But, yes. Go see Dr. Detroit, UHF, and Spinal Tap. This is Spinal Tap. Classic cult films.
I remember watching Dr. Detroit because my uncle, he had all the VHS tapes. And when I was young, like, you know, they'd all be out. And he had, you know, his whole den with all his VHS tapes that he copied from the video store tapes. And so I'd sit there. I'd watch Stripes. I'd watch Dr. Detroit. I watched Revenge of the Nerds, and I was way too young to be watching Revenge of the Nerds. But uncut, We Got Bush is good.
And We Got Bush. Hair
We've
pie.
Got Bush.
Hair pie.
Oh, hair pie.
Oh, hair pie.
What the fuck is a frush? Oh, I got a frush. What the fuck is a frush? Oh, what's a frush?
Revenge of the Nerds is another great movie. God, see? Thank you, 80s, for giving us silly, stupid movies like those.
The dumbest movies ever, but they're good. They're good, dumb movies.
They are good, dumb movies. I'd watch them all over again.
I'd like to say a shout-out to Bud's Backroom, everybody listening. How you guys doing tonight? And if you're wondering when Mike Santori is going to drink a Mountain Dew, well, it will happen sooner than later. And if you are at home and have a Mountain Dew and want to play along and see if you can chug a Mountain Dew in 5 seconds, grab your Mountain Dew. Mike, what's your favorite flavor of Mountain Dew? You like Baja Blast? I like the blue one. I like Blue Shock.
There's only one flavor that I like, and it's the original. I don't like Code Red. I don't like anything else that Mountain Dew ever did. They should have just stuck with just being Mountain Dew. They need to bring Mountain Dew back in glass bottles, I decided.
Have you ever tried the Blue Shock, though? It's pretty good.
No, don't care.
How do you know you don't like it?
Because I know what I like, and I know I like Mountain Dew the way it is. Why fix something with it if it's not broken? All they're doing is just, I don't know what they're thinking. Mountain Dew, I mean, it's Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew was here when I was born, and it's still here, and it added more flavor. I don't know. It's like Pepsi and Coke. It's just, they're pops. They're like pop, soda.
Not soda, pop. Soda pop. Drinking soda. Hey. All right. No one wants to drink pop with you, Santori, but maybe they do tonight.
Good.
I
didn't want to drink pop with them anyway.
Today is National Chocolate Chip Day.
Oh, boy.
And National Nylon Stocking Day.
Ooh, hey. Hello, ladies.
Hello, ladies with the nylon stocking.
Right. I like
So, Mike, I posted a picture on my Facebook of a beach ball that had deflated and he died. And I'm getting likes and people are thinking that it was a real person. And it's just a beach ball.
Yeah, I saw that.
In
Memorial. I was kind of curious to know if that was actually a friend that you're saying, deflated. But I get it.
Yeah.
Now I get it. Now I understand. And that's pretty funny.
Beach ball Brian Wilson.
Deflated.
I do. You felt happens. Deflated when you. Well, and he got popped at the last show, and it sucks because I was stuck on an island with him for a while, and it was just an awful thing. And Brian Wilson, it's just so sad. But anyway, so people are commenting or liking it and giving sad faces. And these aren't people who know comedy or know my comedy. I think they really think that somebody passed away and they don't know that it was a beach ball.
Well, see, that's what's coming to the world. People are taking stuff way too seriously. And that reminds me of my last show. Thank you for bringing that back up. I wanted to go ahead and make a public apology, and you know where I'm going with this. Of my last show, I went on a little rant last week about some shit that the world's doing and society. And I just really, I would like to go ahead and give a public, apology. So if you can help me with that, that'd be great.
All right, here you go. Your public apology.
Yeah, so basically, I'm sorry that I, you know, went on my little rant, got upset about what's going on Playboy and everyone else trying to do something really ridiculous. And you can't bring me down. And if you don't like it, fuck you. So basically, fuck me and fuck you. Here's my apology. Just be you, be happy, and let's all get along and stop being fucking stupid. Do whatever makes you happy. But really, seriously, fuck you. Stay out of my Playboy if you're a fucking man. This is my mind. And girls, stay in the Girl Scouts.
All right. Well, while you're angry, I sent you a video today about Childish Gambino and This Is America. And 150 million people have watched it in 10 days, and you were one of them. And so it was I, and so it was Jolene. And we find it interesting. You, however...
I don't find it interesting. I found it really... I found it really annoying, and I don't know if there are some kind of subliminal messages going on in the video. I don't care, but I was so just, you know, I kind of got distracted because of the music, because I'm a musical man, you know, I'm a musician, and I like to go ahead and listen to music. And but it was pity patter is all I got out of it, and contraband, the words that he's trying to say to me. I don't understand what the fuck he's trying, like, point he's trying to make. I didn't get it. And it was just annoying. It was just pretty much, I wish that there was, you know, I wish I had a bat beside me so I can just hit myself over the head with it, because that's exactly how I felt watching it. I'm sorry. I don't get it. I don't know if I'm supposed to get it. Maybe not, but
yeah,
I didn't like it.
Yeah, it took me a while. Like, when I first watched it, I'm like, okay. And then I read all the comments, and everyone's like, oh, it's so great, I can't believe it, he's a genius, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, what am I missing? So I watched it again, and I'm like, okay. Like, whatever.
I mean, did you see why he's a genius? Because I didn't get it.
I never figured that part out. But I do find the video interesting. Like, if you keep watching it, there's always, like, something going on in the background that you didn't see. So, like, all that stuff's fine. But I don't know. As far as, like, the big message I'm supposed to receive, I didn't receive it. The package.
I never received the message. The only thing I received the message is what pretty much we've been, like, been pretty much, but they're trying to program us, you know, in the last years, pretty much, you know, which I get it. And, you know, police brutality is, you know, never good and stupid and, you know, whatever. And if there's, you know, trying to be a message about, you know, us against the man, whatever, I like to listen to the lyrics that make a lot of sense and, you know, help the cause, you know, and I try to throw back at you, Tony P, you know, fight the power by Public Enemy, because that was more of a message and more lyrical geniuses than what this guy was throwing at me about, you know, making a point. So if anyone has time and they want to hear lyrical geniuses and, you know, trying to get back at the man, listen to Fight the Power by Public Enemy is my, you know, my suggestion. But I don't get it. I don't know what Gambino's trying. I don't know what I'm missing. And I just don't think it's a genius. I just think it's... It looked like a video game. It looked like a violent video game that I wasn't playing and I was watching someone else play. It was like Grand Theft Auto on heroin. That's what it was.
I mean, there was shock value to it the first time you watched it, that's for sure. Like, what? Because it's very... It's, I don't know. It stands out, but still.
Yeah, I mean, the shocking part was the fact that I was actually shocked that I was watching it. I was shocked that I was actually taking 5 minutes out of my day to watch that, and I was so shocked about that. I didn't get it, and I will never watch it again, unless it's so much pain. And
a lot of people are watching it. Well, he's playing Lando too. He's Lando Calrissian in the new Solo movie, Han Solo, the young Solo.
Who Gambino is?
Yeah.
I never heard this guy until
brought
him up today.
Donald Glover. He was on Community. He's on Atlanta.
Man, I don't know if I'm really out of the loop or just really don't care. Well, either way.
We're getting a call, Santori.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
There he is.
Here we go.
Not that
Yes, Doctor, my brother and sisters. What's up?
You are Doctor, did you see the did you see This Is America by Childish Gambino? Did you watch it?
Yes, yes. Just about 2 days ago. Yeah, I just saw it first time.
What do you think of that, man? Did you get it? Do you understand it? I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, it's definitely real abstract, and even if you think you get it the first time, it's probably you won't. But anybody, that's not like no matter what culture you are, because he, you know, but the guy is like a real smart guy, and he's around a lot of other smart guys, and they really be deep off to some deep artistic, social type stuff. I think it is, you know, if you, it's probably going to be something. Yeah, you'll get the controversy behind it, but I think each person, if you do decide to see it again, or if you don't and you think about what you saw, I think it just, you know, he was trying to make a, you know, just a social reflection of stuff that's going on, but
right.
making it have that shock value because that's the things that shake people out of the norm to even think about it. You know, so whether it's like somebody look at it like, oh, man, that's stupid, that's crazy, or whether somebody says, oh, I understand, I don't think nobody can say 100%. It's one of those type of things. You know, you can tell him and the people he work with, they really put, you know, it's so many meanings and then, you know, ways that he, you know how you say something, you know how poetry is, it's like saying I love you without saying a word. So you say this
right.
other abstract way of saying I love you, like, oh, man, the sunshine just reflects off you. And I just think that the world stops spinning when you're away. All of that just to say I love you, that kind of thing. So where you're like, oh, okay, this is what he's really saying after, you know, digesting it. But it definitely, if anything, I liked it because I think it's going to just continue to push, like, artistic stuff higher. You know, a lot of stuff, you know, even Marilyn Manson, if you're, oh, he's crazy, whatever. I start watching some of the videos and seeing them outside of the videos, and I'm like, oh, I get it, okay. This is what he's doing, you know. He's a regular person.
I'd
He's
like,
doing this artistic thing, you know.
I'd like
right.
to send a shout-out to Bud's Backroom, to my favorite two hermaphrodites, Ride Doggy for Life, Rider for Life, and Brock Lesnar is the guy. You two he-she's belong to Playboy, just like Mike Santori. Oh, yeah, Rider for Life. Suck my ball sack, you fucking prick. I hope you die a terrible death. All right, so later on tonight, we are going
wow.
to drinking soda, right? And we are going to watch, we can't watch it, we will watch it later. But Mike Santori will be drinking a Mountain Dew sometime soon. And so that's going to happen, and we're going to
ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
Hey, just before we do this, I just have this. I just want to say this, Doctor. So I was watching the news this morning, and I want you to tell me on a scale of 1 to 5, being one of the city's most murder capital, on the top 5. Who do you think's got, you know? Who do you think's got the 5? What cities think got 5 that are, you know, the most top 5? You know, murder cities right now.
I think the last time I checked, it was like Chicago was up there, of course.
Number one.
Detroit was still in there, wasn't it?
Detroit's gone. That's my whole point. It's not even on top 5, sir. Congratulations,
wow, that's
Detroit.
Great.
You are
congratulations.
Not even on the top.
Congratulations.
Wow. Yes. Detroit
now we're trying
off
to get
the
out
fucking,
of it.
Yeah. Detroit is not
quit
even,
trying to get
you know,
out
isn't
of
that
it.
Beautiful? Yes, Detroit is
that's
not even
no.
top 5, isn't it? Yeah.
Quit trying
to
get.
Say.
I'm not giving you applause, Santori. Quit trying
Why?
To get out of it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6. We are doing 70s TV theme songs this week, and changing the subject will not stop you. And
no, I'm
since
not
it's
changing.
A head-to-head challenge.
Give Detroit applause, damn it. For many years, I've had to live with the fact that you're from
we
Detroit.
You could have done it after
Dude,
Name
people,
That Tune.
You got a lot of people killing each other. That's
after
what, yeah, we
name
did.
That
not tune. Anymore.
All
we're
right.
Not even on the fucking top 5.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
Detroit's cleaned its act up, and I just wanted to give it a little bit of respect. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we that's great.
To stop killing each other
in
Chicago.
It's good. It's
Chicago
good. Detroit
took over
itself
our
up,
fucking.
And we'll give Detroit some.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
You're a Detroit Lions fan, and plus you people need to stop killing each other, and they've finally done it. I am from Detroit.
They do need to stop killing each other.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
Do you want to play a game or something? I don't think you want to play a game.
No, I was just playing that because, you know.
You want to play a game?
You know what?
Name
I'm
that
good. 70. We're not doing Name That Tune tonight. Thank you, Mike. No Name That Tune tonight, guys. Thank you so much. I uploaded 6 fucking songs for you, you cocksucker. Hey, host your own show, bitch. Goodbye.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll pick the number that Detroit is rated of the most murder capital of right now. If they're on, oh, that's right, they're not. Therefore, we're not. Okay. I'll go with number 5. No number 5? Really?
You thinking about
number,
it.
Number 5. All right, I'm
cool.
Done. Number 5. Go Detroit. No, 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 go Detroit. Good job, Detroit. Way to go, Paula. Way to go, Paula. Detroit, 5. Number 5. No. Oh. See?
I have to say that that is a great accomplishment,
saying,
though. I wish that for more cities to do
me
that.
Me too.
But,
I mean, seriously. I mean, it's 2018, and for like fucking goddamn 42 years, I've lived the fact of number 1. We're in the murder capital of the world, the nation. Detroit, number 1 on the map of all the killings, murders, and finally now in the top
good.
5. That's awesome.
That shows, yeah, because even trying to see some progress in the whole Midwest got hit, all of them got hit pretty hard in the Midwest, so to be able to come out of that, that shows that something's good going on. So,
I mean, the town went bankrupt, for Pete's sake. They lost some Motor City cars. I mean, Flint water, bad water in Flint. And we're not in the. I just wanted to give the little props to Detroit for fucking not having anything negative, and that's it. Okay, my bad. Number 5. Sorry I brought it up. Ooh. Sorry, Detroit, for looking out and giving me props. My bad. Go ahead, shoot somebody. No, don't. Number 5. Number 5. I picked number 5. Oh, it's so stubborn. Stubborn. I thought
he runs a tight ship, man. It runs a tight operation.
Apparently he does. My bad. Fucking with the producer. Here's what happens. You fuck with the producer. Let this be a reminder, people. You have a producer. Don't fuck with him.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost, found, the greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary? Something really scary?
You want to see something really scary?
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way.
Number five.
What have we got here? Fucking comedian, Private Joker. I admire your honesty.
Right.
Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and fuck my sister.
20 minutes. Filming. Wait. Five. Five.
This is madness.
I think we might be back on the air. I don't know.
Well,
this
I mean, we're
madness.
Back on.
So this time we'll just keep cool. We don't want to.
Right. We don't want to upset.
We don't want to get fired.
No, I don't want to get fired, especially don't want to get fired on my show.
I was walking down the street, what do I see? The woman of my dreams staring back at me from a billboard. 30-minute meals. Big old ass and some itty-bitty titties. Wanna bump and grind and fuck that nitty-gritty. Give new meaning to Sex and the City. Wanna fuck Rachel Ray. Every day I see her on the TV screen. Cooking up some food I be thinking quite obscene. That oven. Come on, Rachel, get ready for my loving. I wanna fuck a me, Rachel Ray. I think about her every day. See, I told you that I wasn't gay. I wanna fuck Rachel Ray. Big old ass and some itty bitty titties. Let's have sex and sing a little ditty. Chop those onions and make that bread. Fuck me till I'm dead. I wanna fuck a me, Rachel Ray. I think about her every day. Fuck that bitch in every way. I wanna fuck Rachel Ray. Toss my salad, let me stir your soup. I got a big ladle and it's wooden too. Eat a Rachel taco and I'll drink your juice. Just like I did to Aunt Jemima. Already fucked Aunt Jemima. Wanna fuck Rachel Ray. Wanna fuck Rachel Ray. Wanna suck Rachel Ray.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Wow.
Wow.
I'm actually being entertained right now. I just want to see where this
wow.
goes.
Wow.
Number five. I think number five. I'm still there.
I'm not finished with you!
It's like hijacked. I feel so hijacked.
What have we got here? A fucking comedian, Private Joker. I admire your honesty. Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and fuck my sister.
Wow.
Number five. I picked number five. Well, the guy that's going to record
this is
madness. He's going to be here in like less than 20, so we can do this until he gets here. I don't care. Number five. Pick number five. You made your point. My bad. You hijacked my show. Do you want to play? We'll play the game. My bad. Number five. Round two, number five.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation.
She just took over the show. See, this is what happens. My bad. I'm just trying to be funny. Anytime, dude.
Well, we're moving on now.
I don't even know when to talk anymore. I don't know if I should say anything. What the fuck?
Wow.
I know, man.
Well,
yeah. All I want to do is give props to Detroit for behaving themselves. See, this is what you get for giving props to Detroit. My bad, I'll never do it again. Stop behaving. Go out and act badly. What the fuck? Number five, please.
Oh, man.
I mean, we could have dead air. I really don't like dead air. No, I don't want dead air. Are you done? Can we continue?
Well, in the meantime, for the... soda challenge. How many are you supposed to drink?
One in less than 5 seconds. 5.9 seconds, I think it is. I've never tried this. I'm sure I did it before, but I don't know.
A 2 liter? Is it a 2 liter?
No, man. It's a 12-ounce. No, it's a 12-ounce. The can. The can Mountain Dew. And I'm supposed to crush it after I'm done. So I think if I get done in 5 seconds, I'll crush it on my bald head and make it even more like, you know, show more of authority. Yeah, chug them out and do them less than 5 seconds. Bam, here's my head. I don't know what kind of statement they'll make, but yeah, he says they got to crush the can after I slam it. So.
Wow. Have you done the can crush? You crushed the can on your head before?
Yes, I have. I crushed a lot of things in my head before.
So you had to, like, right at the front, like, this is a certain part?
I might just go on the side because a couple weeks ago I got drunk and fell down some stairs and put a little nice gash on my head because when I fell down the stairs, I hit a doorknob.
Oh, man. Wow.
Opened my head. Yeah, it was pretty dumb. It was really dumb. One of Santori's dumbest moments.
Well, you might want to hold off on the can smash then, too.
Well, the can smash can be smashed on the side of my head. I mean, the side of the can and hit where the gash is. I don't know. He just says I got to crush the can after I'm done. Which,
well, yeah, make sure he got you covered on the medical plan if you do that.
I have no medical plan, dude. I have no insurance. I'm surviving. I'm still walking and healthy the way that I lived my life in the last 42 years. 44 years. God. I'll be 45.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I know.
44. Imagine a cell phone like 30 years ago. I mean, you were what age?
Right? I know. Yeah. If I had cell phones 30 years ago, I don't know.
If you told somebody, see, 30 years ago, you was like what, 14?
Yeah.
Or 20?
Yeah, we had
something like that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No. Yeah. So, yeah. I was in my teens.
So imagine you told somebody, "Hey, man, I got this thing, right? And it don't have no wires on it, and you can push these buttons and you can talk to somebody." For free through the air, wherever you want to go. If you told somebody, what do you think they would think about you?
I don't know. I'm more about not telling anybody and trying to invent it so this way I'd be a rich motherfucker today, because I'm like, yeah, I'm going to help the future.
But just that, if you think about that, I'm saying, just that shift in consciousness, man, just imagine, like, back then someone thought you was crazy. But now something like that is just common. It's just like, just a matter of years is how the whole consciousness of, like, all humans can just shift like that. That's a problem.
Oh, here's the thing that really gets me. I mean, dude, do you know how dependable people really are on their phone chargers? How dependable are you on your phone? If you don't have your phone charged, you're fucked. I bring my phone charger to work and everywhere I go now. It's like a pack of cigarettes, house keys, wallet, and phone charger. I have to take it with me because I got so much shit going on my phone, running stuff that I don't even know what it's running. And, like, you know, I have 100% and I leave the house and it's like down to 60. And then by the end of the day, you know, I'm like, you got 12%.
We gotta watch that, because that just ties us into, you know, have more reliance on that electricity, because now, you know, people don't use analog phones. Like, that analog line is the only thing that won't go down. You can have no power in your house, but if you got an analog phone, it'll just work, and people take them out of their house. And so I used to make a joke about it, but I still got the line here. I'm probably going to activate it, because if you lose power or any reason, they just be like, oh, we're cutting power off today, America. You're here.
You know, it's the end of, you know, we have to go back to 1980.
We're going back generators to 1980. Only, yeah. So I say that to say that the people behind us a weekend ago just went up and put like 50 panels on their roof. And I was just sitting there looking at it. And then when you just sit there and look at it up that close, you realize it's how much, you know, it's a lot of money to do it. So people are serious about it. So it's like we got to start looking at those other means of energy, because with everything being plugged in, you know, like you said, the charger, your phone, your internet, you know, I just looked at today how they – just not having the internet can change the whole mood of your house. Just something that simple can take the whole spirit of your house from being happy to just like doom, just because, like, a panic. I'm like, wow, just
doom
because the internet's out, it affects
doom and
the
gloom.
The whole consciousness of the house shifts based on that one little factor. That's crazy. And it's like you said, just dependent on those things. It's just another string, you know, But you know,
could you imagine though, if the world, like, just for a week, if people didn't have a cell phone or the internet, how fucked up the world would be right now? Like, seriously, like, all the kids that have just been so programmed about having a phone and, like, technology, like, they'd be lost. Be like, send them out in the woods. I think it'd be like chaos, complete chaos.
If you freak out. Yeah, if it was depending on how you did it, though, it'd be interesting to see the progress of it, because you know it's going to be that breakdown that's going to come soon after. If it was like, oh, no cell phones, everybody from like 60 years or 30, let's say, everybody from like 44 years and up would be able to understand. They'll be able to make it. They'll go get an analog line and call it a day. But the kid, other than that, if you're younger than
kids,
that, they would,
they would lose their minds. They would lose their minds.
They crack after the first 48 hours. They just crack. They'd be like, oh, here it goes. They'd just be
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, the thumbs just like moving, like they're shaking. I'm like, what the hell?
What am I
going to
do now?
You know,
what am I going to look at?
It's
got
a trip,
look at except my hands.
That's another.
They'd be looking at their phone waiting.
For them, yeah, waiting.
They'll be looking at the phone, waiting for it to come back on.
Yep. That's the difference when trying to raise most of the basic values you can instill in them, but they're still, everything else is different from us. So you can be talking from your 1970 up to now experience, but it won't even connect with half the stuff that they're seeing. You know, they're seeing a whole lot of different stuff in the world. So I've been realizing, you know, well, there's another big conscious shift to some degree. Oranges and apples when talking. Then you can try to tell them about life and the rest.
You're like, oh my God, I have to talk to someone in person, face to face.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
No more Facebook, no more Instagram. What? I don't know.
Yeah, that would be something. Number five.
That would be something. That would be something. They should make a movie about that. I'm sure they're going to.
Yeah. And we should call the name of the movie. The name of the movie should be called Number Five.
Number Five, exactly. We should name the movie Number Five. Can't name it Johnny Five. Yeah.
No, it'd be Number Five, and it'll be about what you said. It'd be these five people that we just take their cell phones, like five teenagers, and that'll be the whole thing, to see them try to survive.
In Detroit, number without five. Killing each other.
Yeah.
And without shooting each other, right.
See, we just made a $1 million movie right there, man.
We did.
Yeah.
Copyright it.
You know,
copyrights.
I got one right. You know, I'm just gonna give you this plot for one of the, I haven't wrote it yet, but you know, I haven't copyrighted it, but I just wanna share it in case I never get to write it or tell anybody about it. But it's just a simple plot, something to think about. You know, imagine like you have all these people who are like incarcerated. So the plot is you have an agreement that was made with billions of dollars put into it that, you know, they have a certain profile of people that wasn't, you know, not dangerous people or killers or murderers and sick people like that or whatever, just people who, you know, they kind of watch them and they say, okay, this person has some kind of intelligence that they can use. And the agreement would be that if you agree to your people that, you know, might have like 25, 30 life or whatever, but, you know, intelligent people, people that maybe, you know, did different things that wasn't like horrible or nothing. Anyway, the concept would be that they would trade their freedom for their mind, meaning that they would just agree to have this chip put in them that they totally just are under the automatic control, everything they say and do of this organization. But the concept is if you don't want it, you stay locked up. But if you do, you accept this chip and whatever they have you do. So they may have you. They don't care. You'll be expendable. They might have you do some murderous stuff or do whatever, but the point would be that always the question there and the whole plot is a person in a situation, if somebody's wanting freedom, would they do give up their mind just to have freedom? And then you have other people, of course, trying to hack and break through and try to gain natural freedom and all of that. But it's something to think about because it's another thing that can just be put on the table real quick. And people, even though it might not seem moral, it's just interesting to think that some people definitely would do it. If they was facing a lot of years and they say, your freedom for your mind. Do you think a lot of people would take it if they said that today?
See, I was just thinking about that, but I like go to prison and yeah, have my own thoughts, my own moral mortality, whatever, my own mind, I'll still be in prison, or should I just sell my soul and just let them program me and can make me into a person that I really don't want to be. I
exactly.
would go to prison. I would go to prison and keep myself and my man the way I am. I would.
And
that's
perfect because that should be like the thought that people really think about to make you deeply think, like where you, you know, like you say, where you morally stand. It's interesting because some people, it's going to have, I don't know if it would be, probably most people would be like, nah, but it's interesting and just to, you know, understand how you have different powers working and the way things are that, you know, just a flip of a switch, something like that could be implemented. And it's just about those hard, that decision, that core decisions that make you really look at yourself, you know.
See, I like it because I've been to jail and I have my own mind, so I can go ahead and say, fuck you to a guard all day and still be stuck in prison. But if I was programmed by someone else to go out and, you know, just go buy, you know, whatever shit that I normally wouldn't buy or be told, you know, my freedom of speech and my freedom of choice would be totally taken away from me. I'd rather be in jail so I can have the freedom of saying, fuck you, and speak my own mind because that's me. But I would rather do that.
Yeah, and it also relates to, I get a lot of that from also how you hear a lot of people, you know, who have been in like very high positions or famous people, different points in their career, a lot of them mention that. You know, because of It may not have been like a actual jail, but, you know, imprisoned by an agreement or circumstances or money or whatever. And, you know, that reflect that same idea to have people just look at that and question it. All to lead up to make people look at how much, you know, what we're doing is just vanity and you're just being tugged along, and how much, you know, how much of organic life are people really living, you know, rather than it being some type of conditional thing or, you know, something that you can be controlled by, you know. But that was just
one of the plots.
I think you can draw that into something else, but the whole core of it is just that question, because it's just a lot of unique things going on in the world. Hopefully it don't keep getting crazy. I think it's getting better slowly. But then I thought about that one day when we talked about, you know, I've been reading a lot about biotech and about a lot of experimental stuff, and, you know, just to thinking about, like, wow, the possibilities. Like we were talking about cell phones and everything, it make you think about the possibilities of the current circumstances and technology and how everything's set up, that, wow, that's something that can be done. But I think for what you said, it goes to that core question. It takes a real person to be able to say, well, no. And that's what the script will also show people, to be like, nope. You know, they'll be totally against it. No, I ain't giving up my mind. You know, what is interesting is the concept, though. But the name of that is Number 5. It'll be dropping next summer.
And, right, exactly. Speaking
we're
of
gonna
which,
be looking at...
my film guys here. So if we, you know, want to do this Mountain Dew thing, we're gonna, you know, go back on the air and make things happen. We can continue the Number 5. And
yeah.
No, not at all. Mike Santori drinks a Mountain Dew in 5 seconds. I mean, you know, controlled minds. Controlling your show,
wow.
Controlling your mind. Yeah, so, you know, I'm like living your idea right now.
Well, I think since you might want to just do 5 Mountain Dews just to keep that number 5 going. Because you said 5 minutes or 5 seconds. So you should do 5 Mountain Dews. 5 Mountain Dews. How many Mountain Dews can you drink in 5 seconds? No,
well,
drink 5 Mountain Dews.
I only have 2, and I only drink 1, but I bought 1 because my buddy Jason, he's going to do the filming. He thinks he can drink 5, so I was going to maybe have him challenge, but I don't know. Nice shirt, by the way, Social Distortion. But, yeah, I'm just waiting for the show to come back, so I don't know. We're all ready to go here. So.
Did you say Social Distortion?
Yeah, he's wearing a shirt that says Social Distortion. Which is a band.
Wow,
Mike Ness is a lead singer and lead guitar player. It's a great band.
Wow.
You know, did a couple of things by Johnny Cash, and did I Was Wrong and Ball and Chain. Yeah, it's a good band. So if anyone ever like really listens to music and digs music, they should listen to Social D. So, but yeah, just waiting on my producer, like, I got his point. We're all ready to go. So, Tony T, whenever you're ready, get your point. I don't know what you want me to do. I guess I do nothing. He probably just left the show, took the equipment with him. All the sound effects are gone.
Wow.
What are we
going to
do?
We'll keep the 70 things going. We'll just keep the 70s thing going. So I'll go first. Okay, so in the 1970s, when brothers would walk up to each other in a movie on a TV show, and they just greeting them, they would put their hands up and say, man, give me blank. What would it be?
Okay. I'm sorry, I got distracted. He's coming up with all these ideas how to film this, and I'm sorry,
oh,
but you're
cool.
Saying, yeah, no. I mean, I don't even know what we're gonna do because people are not playing along. People are hiding. We got people hiding. My producer's hiding something because I brought up Detroit and try to be a smartass on my own show. My bad. But yeah, what you were saying, now in the '70s. What were you thinking?
Oh, you know, when dudes in the '70s, back in the '70s, TV shows, you see brother walking across the street and see a friend or something, or be excited about something, or they're having a quick celebration about something, they'll raise their hand up and say, "Hey, man, give me what?" Blank. That's the answer. What would they say?
What would they say to like, give me one as a response to that?
No, what would the word be blank right there? It's fill in the blank 1970s TVs and movies. A dude to walk up and say, "Hey, man," they stick their hand out as a gesture to say, "Hey, man, give me blank." What's the blank?
Give me five.
Oh, five. There we go. Very good.
Give me five.
We're gonna give you 5 points for that. You're going to get a bonus point. So you would now have 5 points. All right. So, all right. Let me think of another one for you.
All right.
Let's see. Oh, man. Okay. Back in the 70s, there was a popular TV show, very popular TV show.
I already got it. Hawaiian 5-0.
Wow, there you go. You know what? Hawaii 5-0. Wow. You know what, man? You get another 5 points.
Right?
You want to be tough, better do it.
Everywhere are signing up to join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinions, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell, are you ready?
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost, found, the greatest talk show that will ever be. Return. World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary? You want to see something really?
Are you ready for some more wrestling talk? Join Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, headliner Joe Bates, and Rancho punk rocker Albert Salazar as they recap some of this week's shenanigans in the WWE. Fatal 4-Way Radio makes its triumphant return to the World Generation Podcast Network.
Monday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. In association with Bud's Backroom, the greatest wrestling podcast. Monday Night Fallout returns with T-Rock Plutonium, Loverboy Langloy, Minister of Sinister, and special appearances by the Wolfpack, Hollywood KV, and more. Plus the rebirth of the IWC. Stay tuned on the World Generation Podcast Network. Monday nights will never be the same again.
Buddy, where's the spatula?
Okay, kids, let's go.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
Spatula City! A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City! And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents. And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatula so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under Spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
Globally connected, we are the World Generation Podcast Network. Which generation? My generation. Your generation. Our generation. The World Generation. On Sunday nights, wander through the ether on the greatest talk show. That's on 9 p.m., 11 Eastern Time. If you like wrestling, you can listen to Monday Night Fallout. That's Monday night, 9:30 Mountain, 11:30 Eastern, right after Raw. Tuesdays, do something stupid with Mike Santori. Facing Tuesdays, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Wednesdays, get a double dose of wrestling with Hollywood Tony T. Talking wrestling with his father, Lou. And that's at noon Eastern. And then Wednesday nights, the IWC returns. Midnight Eastern Standard Time. The Internet's own Minister of Sinister hosts his own show, Fatal 4-Way Radio. That's on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. And on Fridays, there's Rank You Very Much with headliner Joe Bates. The World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and stay tuned for more information.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Mike, do you have a quick second, man? In the break, I was helping the kids with their homework real quick. I don't have my glasses, though. But I'm trying to check this for them. Because I can't really see this, so I'm about it. What is 10 divided by 2?
I think it's 5.
Oh, 5, okay. All right, son, put 5. Sorry about that, man. I was All right, son, thank you. Okay, thank you.
You're good.
I appreciate that. Okay, back to it. Back in the 70s, right? Here's a chance to get some more point. Back in the 70s, there was a very famous group, a family group.
I got it. How about Jackson 5?
Jackson 5. Woo! You get another 5 points. That's 15. Wow, man. I ain't going to be able to catch up. You are the man.
This game is actually pretty good.
I know, man. You're killing it, dude. You are killing it. Wow. Okay.
We are ready to roll with this Mountain Dew soda thing. And
okay.
It'd be nice if we could get some feedback from my producer. let me know how he's doing. Just
Tony B.
Tony B. No. No, Tony P. So
Tony P.
Yeah,
Tony P. is the man. Tony P. is awesome.
Yeah, I think I did it this time. I think I went a little overboard on the getting too smart aleckly. My bad. I don't know. But yeah, we got a webcam and everything. This is it. We're ready. We're ready to do this. I wish my producer was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do we want to put anything? Now I'm just like figuring out with my camera angle how we do this. Mom Ducan. Oh, yeah, this looks good. Yeah, we got some good film here.
Nice.
Nice. So, all right, so now everyone's playing with me on my phone. I got that's great. So apparently we lost our producer. He's not coming back. So I'm going to have to just do this anyway. But it's been really nice to have like video like we usually do, and you'll hold 5 seconds. And I wanted to play some more music tonight and do the 70s show.
Okay.
So, yeah. But yeah, I mean, I got someone to count for me. That's pretty much probably all I need, huh? Someone just to count. You're 5. So yeah, I guess this is gonna be the. So, 5 it is. 5 seconds. 5.
Oh man.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing what your producer, means so much to you, because I really, really, really would like to have the feedback. But yeah, I guess that's what I get. All right. Well, what should I just go ahead and fucking do this or what?
Yeah, we'll just
try to take the record and have someone count
go for it. I'll count 5.
Well, he's got a timer on a phone. So, all right. So, I'm going to just do it.
Give me a second here.
All right.
Pull up my shirt.
All right.
Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Couple deep breaths. Did you drink anything before this at all?
Oh, I've been drinking Mountain Dew all fucking day. Beer and Mountain Dew, bro. I've been drinking a 2-liter Mountain Dew. I've been drinking, I have a cup all day. I have not eaten anything, so I don't know if that's good or bad. Yeah.
Hopefully not bad.
Yeah. So we got the timer. We can just trust. I guess you can trust you. I mean, you got the timer. See, we have the timer. There it is. And there, we go. So
we want to go ahead.
All right, so should we give me a, countdown, from 5, or should
we're rolling.
All right, so we're rolling now. All right, so here we go. On the count of 5, I'm going to open up this can and chug it. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh.
Ten seconds.
Wow.
Damn. I didn't do it in 5. I did it in 10, though.
Is that 10 in Canadian or U.S. seconds?
I believe it's U.S. since we are in America, United States.
Oh, because sometimes the seconds is a little off. A different bar. I'm trying to make sure you had the clock set on it.
I did it in 10 seconds. So, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. That's the record. I don't know nobody else who has a record. So, you now hold the record.
I think the record was 5 point some seconds. But we got some of it.
That's good. Well, that's because you've been drinking Mountain Dew all day. Next time, you have to just, drink nothing.
Right.
But
I mean, I
drink some water.
I do have another can. I could try to do it again. Nah, I'm done.
I don't know. Yeah, how many gallons of Mountain Dew would that be?
My friend thinks he can beat it. So I might just let him try to do it. Should I just let him try and do it, my friend Jason?
I think so. I think you just, set the time out there and let him see. Yeah.
Why not? Fuck it. I'm going to see if my friend Jason can beat it. It's my friend Jason Wood.
All right, well, we have a stopwatch right here we can use too. That's probably a little bit more accurate.
All right, so just hit stopwatch, or do I hit
start? Just hit start whenever you're ready.
Get down. There you go, down.
All right.
Hey.
There you go.
All right. So just hit stop.
Yeah.
Three, two.
No. Down here. Right
down.
Here.
All right. Got it.
Three, two, one.
All right. And there he goes. He's chugging. 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 10:43.
Oh.
10:43. Yeah, 10 seconds and 43. 10:43. There he goes.
Dragon.
Yeah, so there we go. I beat the record on my show, and we both got 10 seconds. So that's it. So whoever got the 5 seconds is amazing deep thrower.
Who's the person that, what's the name of the person that got it in 5 seconds? Are they on YouTube or something?
Yeah, so that's how it is. So, yeah, I got the film. We got it. I can send it to my producer if he wants to see that. We'd like to know a response. Jolene is there. Maybe she could, like, do one of her messages again. Let me know if I should send it or not. That'd be nice. So, I don't know. I really,
well,
really wanted to play a game. I'm really sad.
That's cool. That's cool. It was you still accomplished, you know, the main objective, which was
the
to
main
do
goal.
Do.
I mean, I did 10 seconds.
Yeah,
that's. I did 5. That was. It looked.
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't that rough? That was rough, wasn't it?
Yeah. I know. I could do that.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was rough, man. Yeah, I don't recommend it to anybody. Yeah, it says the guy who chugged 8 because I didn't really chug 9. But yeah, that was yeah. I'm gonna have a rock gut in a minute. Oh man.
Hey, well, my hat's off to both of you gentlemen for that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, that is amazing.
So the question is, should we just continue just bullshitting, or should we just like...
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune!
Number 5. I pick number 5.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.